Exercise 2. A characteristic of moral standards is that their soundness depends on the adequacy of the reasons that support or justify them. For the most part, fashion standards are set by clothing designers, merchandisers, and consumers. Grammatical standards by grammarians and students of language. Technical standards by practitioners and experts in the field. Legislators make laws, boards of directors make organizational policy, and licensing boards establish standards for professionals. In those cases, some authoritative body is the ultimate validating source of the standards and thus can change the standards if it wishes. By contrast, moral standards are not made by such bodies, although they are often supported or rejected by them. More precisely, the validity of moral standards depends not on authoritative command, but rather on the quality of the arguments or the reasoning that supports them. And these arguments are derived from our historical and contemporary attempts to answer that central question of ethics. How are we to relate to each other in order to ensure that our individual and collective well-being is enhanced?